Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dub siren in Ableton Live 12 that feels right at home in jungle and old school drum and bass, with that rude, ravey energy that can cut through a heavy break and still leave the sub room to breathe. The big idea here is simple. A dub siren should act like a call to arms. It should feel musical, but it should also feel a little dangerous. Not polished, not glossy. More like something that's been tested on a big system and still comes back smiling. So before we even touch the synth, let's set the context. This kind of sound works best when your project is already moving at proper DNB tempo, somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM, with a sweet spot often landing around 165 to 170. Get your drums, sub, and bass roughly in place first. That way, when you design the siren, you're building something that talks to the rhythm instead of fighting it. A lot of people make the mistake of designing a siren in solo and then wondering why it sounds huge but doesn't work in the track. The answer is usually that it's occupying too much low end, too much space, or too much attention. So from the start, think of this as a mid-range weapon. It needs presence, attitude, and motion, but it should stay out of the sub lane. For the core sound, load up Waveatable in a new MIDI track. You can use analog too, but Waveatable gives you more control and makes it easier to shape that classic siren motion. Start with a saw wave on oscillator 1, and maybe a square or triangle on oscillator 2. Keep unison low, one or two voices at most, because we want character, not a giant super saw cloud. If you used a tune, make it subtle, just enough to add life, not enough to turn it into a trance lead. A really useful starting point is to keep the oscillator range fairly simple, maybe around the same octave or one octave above, depending on how high you want the siren to sit. Then route the sound through a low-pass filter, something like a 24 dB slope, and bring the cutoff into the range, where it still has bite, but doesn't scream in a brittle way. Resonance helps here too. A bit of resonance gives it that vocal, pointed edge that feels very much like a proper dub call. Now here's the part that makes it a siren instead of just a synth tone. Movement. The siren feel comes from modulation. Use an LFO to move the filter cutoff, or if you want a subtler approach, nudge oscillator pitch by a tiny amount. We're not talking about wild vibrato. We're talking about that slightly unstable, a live movement that makes the sound feel like it's breathing with the track. A good starting LFO rate might be somewhere around a quarter note, an eighth note, or even a free-running slow wave around half a hertz to 2 hertz. Triangle or sine shapes work really well because they sweep smoothly. If you're modulating pitch, keep it tiny, just a few cents. If you're modulating filter cutoff, you can go more obvious and dramatic. That's often where the classic yelp and wobble lives. If you want more control, don't rely only on the LFO. Automate the filter cutoff or pitch bend in the MIDI clip. That way you can make the siren rise into a break, answer a snare fill, or drop back down after a phrase. This is where the sound starts behaving like an instrument instead of a static effect. Next, shape the envelopes. For the amp, keep the attack fast, basically zero to very short. You want the note to speak immediately. Decay can be short to medium, sustain medium to high, and release fairly tight. That gives you a playable, punchy response. For the filter envelope, use a quick attack and a moderate decay so each note has that little front-end wah or yelp. That front edge is a huge part of the dub siren personality. Now let's dirty it up, because a clean siren usually doesn't sit right in jungle. Insert saturator after the synth. Start with a few dB of drive, maybe 3 to 8, and turn on soft clip if needed. That gives you warmth and edge without totally flattening the sound. If you want more grit, you can try overdrive before the saturator, or even pedal if you want a rougher, more broken up texture. The goal is not to destroy the sound. The goal is to make it feel like it's pushing against the mix. After that, use EQ8 to carve the siren into the arrangement. This is where you protect the low end. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how much body it has. If it gets painful, dip a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If it needs more vocal presence, a gentle boost around 1 to 2 kHz can help. Be careful with the highs. A tiny shelf up top is fine if the sound needs air, but a siren that's too bright can become exhausting very quickly. Now for the classic dub depth, delay. This is where the siren really opens up. Load echo or delay and try sync timings like 8-note dotted, quarter notes, or triplet values. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe around 20 to 45%, and filter the repeats so the low end stays out of the echoes. A ping pong delay can be great for that wide, bouncing feel, but don't let it smear the groove. It should trail the phrase, not bury it. A really useful trick is to automate delay send or feedback only on certain notes, especially the last note of a phrase. That gives you delay throws, which are very old school and very effective. One hit echoes out into the space, while the rest of the arrangement keeps driving forward. That contrast is pure jungle energy. Reverb should be used carefully. You want space, not a wash that smears the entire breakbeat. Keep the decay moderate, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Use a little pre-delay so the note stays up front, and cut the low end of the reverb hard. A darker reverb works especially well here. It keeps the siren moody and stops it from sounding too shiny. A solid stock chain for this would be Wave Eatable, then Saturator, then EQ8, then maybe Compressor or Glue Compressor if you need to rein in the peaks, then Echo, then Reverb, and finally Utility if you want to manage width. That chain gives you tone, grit, control, and atmosphere without overcomplicating things. And speaking of width, be careful here. Dub sirens can get wide fast, but your kick and sub need to stay mono and focused. If the siren is too wide, it can start to make the whole mix feel unstable. It's often better to let the delays and reverbs create the width, while the dry siren stays fairly central. That gives you power without low-end chaos. Now let's write something musical. A simple 8-bar phrase is often enough. Think in terms of call and response. Maybe bar 1 and 2 hold a single call note. Bars 3 and 4 add a rise or a wobble. Bars 5 and 6 answer with a delay-heavy phrase. Bars 7 and 8 push a little harder before dropping back. Keep the note choice simple. Minor keys work great, especially D minor, F minor, or G minor. Use root, fifth, maybe a minor third, and don't be afraid to leave space. That space is important. In jungle and old-school DNB, the best sirens feel like they're interacting with the break. They hit where the drums leave a gap. They answer a snare fill. They rise into the empty space before the next section lands. If your siren is constantly talking, it stops feeling special. Velocity can help a lot here too. Softer MIDI notes can reduce filter movement or amplitude, making the phrase feel more restrained. Harder notes can open things up and make the siren shout more. That's a great way to make a simple MIDI line feel expressive, without writing a more complex melody. Once the patch is working, start thinking in terms of arrangement. In the intro, use the siren sparingly, maybe just one or two isolated calls with a long delay tail. Before the drop, make it more active, open the filter a bit, and let the tension build. In the drop, use it as punctuation rather than constant wallpaper. A hit at the end of a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase can feel massive. In the breakdown, you can let it breathe more, use more space, and allow the tails to hang. And in transitions, the siren becomes a signpost. It tells the listener that something is changing. If you want to push this further, there are a few advanced tricks worth trying. One is layering two sirens, one brighter and more mid-focused, the other darker and dirtier. Blend them lightly so you get cut and weight without turning the sound into a giant messy lead. Another is to resample the siren once you find a good phrase. Print it to Audino, then chop it, reverse parts of it, stretch it, or run it through lo-fi processing. That often gets you closer to authentic old-school energy than endlessly tweaking a Lev synth patch. You can also get interesting results with auto-filter after the synth, especially if you switch to bandpass for a more nasal, vocal quality. A little chorus ensemble can add shimmer and width, but use it sparingly. Too much can make the siren lose its rude character. If you want more grime, try Redux or other sample rate reduction on the resampled audio, then saturate and EQ again. That gives you a battered, system-tested feel that sits really well in jungle. One more important coaching note. Think of the siren-like percussion with pitch. That mindset changes everything. It's not just a lead line. It's rhythmically placed punctuation that happens to be melodic. When you treat it that way, the sound automatically starts locking to the drums more convincingly. So here's a good practice exercise. Build a 4-bar dub siren phrase using only stock devices. Make the patch in Wave Eatable, then add Saturator, EQ8, Echo, and Reverb. Program a simple phrase in D minor. Automate at least two things, like filter cutoff, delay feedback, pitch bend, or reverb send. Keep the siren above the sub range, make the last note hit harder than the first, and try it over a rolling breakbeat loop. If you want the extra challenge, resample the best 4 bars into audio and cut it into 2 new fills. The big takeaway is this. A strong dub siren in Ableton Live 12 is built from a bright but controlled tone, movement through modulation and automation, grit from saturation and distortion, and space from delay and careful reverb. But just as important is how you place it. In jungle and old-school DNB, the siren should support the track's momentum, not sit on top of it like a decoration. Keep it raw, keep it musical, keep the low end clean, and let the siren behave like part of the rhythm section, because that's when it really starts shaking the floor.